Some budget cuts are more frugal than others. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Wisconsin budget fight has been pushed down the webpage by Libya and Charlie Sheen, but it goes on with Governor Scott Walker formally introducing his budget.
We are returning to frugality and making the long-term decisions to balance our budget now and, more importantly, into the future.
But Scott Walker is not the only one standing firm. There is someone else, a Democrat, if you can believe it, in neighboring Minnesota. Congresswoman Betty McCollum is going to try again to cut Pentagon spending on NASCAR. She tried 2 weeks ago with an amendment that would have cut the $7 million the Army spends to support Sprint Cup driver Ryan Newman. She also tried to cut the $45 million in federal tax breaks awarded to NASCAR tracks over the past 2 years. But that's where even her Republican colleagues drew the line. Not only did her amendment lose badly, she also got a bunch of nasty calls and emails. But, like a certain governor, she will not back down either. Representative McCollum thinks it's crazy to give one dime to NASCAR when health care, Head Start, and programs for homeless vets are being cut. So she will try again. And to deflect critics who accuse her of picking on NASCAR, she has revised her bill to prohibit Pentagon sponsorship of dragsters, IndyCars, and motorcycle racing, as well as NASCAR. Oh, that should stop the emails. Nothing against motorsports, she says, just trying to save a little money. Or how is it that Scott Walker put it?
We are returning to frugality.
Exactly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.